Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry here. And yesterday I talked about the importance of listening to the Lord, but making sure that we also line up what we think he said and is saying with wise counsel and scripture as well. Because what the Lord tells us is always straight on. It's always powerful. It's always clear. The problem is we've always got static on the line because of this thing called our sin nature. But one of the things we have to do if we're going to hear the voice of the Lord is not just line it up with scripture, not just line it up with wise counsel, not just be open to say, what are those inner promptings of the Spirit? What might God be telling me? But we actually sometimes have to just stop and get out of the routine to be able to hear. Have you ever driven somewhere and had no idea how you got there? I don't even want you to know how often that happens to me. In fact, I've told some of you this before, I can be so oblivious when I'm driving. I don't have the tickets, I don't have the accidents, but what happens, I'm in a left-hand turn lane and my wife is going, why are you there? And I go, I don't know, the car in front of me is turning left. I guess I'm supposed to. I'm that much just kind of not there, and yet I'm aware of everything. I get to where I'm trying to go and I think everything is okay. Well, we can kind of spiritually live that way as well, where we're just not aware of what's going on around us, people, problems, things to pray for, what God is trying to do for his kingdom among the situations we find ourselves in. And the only way we're ever going to do that is to stop and slow it down and take a few moments and say, Lord, is there something you have for me? And when it comes to being filled with the Spirit, when it comes to being in constant communication with the Father, would you agree with me? There's like nobody better than Jesus when it comes to that, right? I mean, he's God in the flesh. And yet the Son of God didn't just kind of go through his life on a just quick check in, like you and I might check our Apple Maps or Google Maps or whatever it is to make sure we're on the right path. Here's what it says in Luke 5:16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. It doesn't say, by the way, he did it every day, but it does say this, he often did it. And he would go away to where? A lonely place, a place away from the hustle and bustle. Whether that took him a 5-minute walk or an hour walk, scripture doesn't tell us, because the point is getting away. The point is getting out of the hustle and bustle. It's not how far away I go. Frankly, it's not how long the journey is. It's just getting away to pray, to talk to the Father and say, is there something I'm supposed to do? You know, before Jesus made his major decisions, each and every time, though he's perfectly filled with the Spirit, no sin nature, he still went away to pray before he came back and picked those 12 apostles. We would see it when we read through the Gospels, even some of his journeys. He'd be heading one direction, he'd go away to pray, and he'd come back and say, no, we're supposed to go over here and take a different route. And so I want to ask you, are you building that into your life? And not as some sort of an ascetic. If that's who you are and you're getting away to a cave and just praying all day, great, keep it up if it's working for you. But for the vast majority of us, I'm just asking, are you finding ways to often, and even if it's not every day, to often just get away for a little bit and say, Lord, am I missing something? Is there something you want to tell me? Is there a person you want me to pray for? Is there somebody you want me to talk to? Is there something you want me to do today? You'll never hear it if you don't slow down. You know, I'm ashamed to say it's a habit I get in and out of. It's never one I've been able to keep consistently. But I always find the power to hear the voice of the Lord is greater when I build this in. And during those seasons and those times where I start every day saying, Lord, is there something I'm supposed to do today? Lord, is there someone I'm supposed to talk to today? Lord, is there some priority for today? I'm surprised how often he answers. But I want to end with this. I'm also surprised how often this is what I hear. Absolute silence. See, the point is to get away and give him the opportunity to speak. The point isn't that every single day he's going to give me a little paint-by-numbers daily calendar. He's already given me everything I need for life and godliness in the scriptures. I just need to get away so I can be reminded of those things so the Spirit can prompt them and God can work. Jesus often withdrew to a lonely places and prayed. How about you? Are you often getting away and saying, Lord, I want to hear your voice?